All right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, welcome to another edition. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 p.m. Noah Vaughn tonight, he's away. He told me he is going to be out for the next 2 weeks. He's teaching in, I think he said, Haiti. He has some remote work, so professional development, some other stuff. So we miss him, but here we are starting things off at 8 o'clock sharp. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. I am having a show tonight devoted to Living Colors' Time's Up, a great record, an unmitigated, unacknowledged, stone-cold classic. And it's because of, you know, the different genres that they worked into their music. It's also because of the attention they were given. It was just kind of strange, really, when you think about it, these some 30 or how many? 33 years later. But, you know, not at the time, it was kind of a big deal to be African-American and having a rock band. So, in fact, before the band was even signed, Vernon Reid, lead guitarist for Living Color, had started something called the Black Music, or the Black Rock Coalition, BRC for short. And so that was kind of like a thing, and it was sort of like there was a lot of attention paid to them based on their race. It was sort of interesting for the time, and I had forgotten, of course, all about that until I picked up this book, and frequent listeners of the show will know this is what I do. I buy books, and I read them, and I know things. And this book is called Time's Up, of course. It's about the record Time's Up by Kimberly Mack. It's in the 33 and a third series. A nice little book, kind of short. It could be a little bit more information about each track, but, you know, to each his own. And, you know, so I've read the book, most of it at least, and it's pretty cool. There's some interesting references to the bands that influenced them, influenced the band, and kind of about their history as well. So let's move on and play this first track. Starts off really strong. Time's Up. It's about, it's actually, it's the whole record is very political, deals with a lot of issues that are still current today, including the environment, which is what Time's Up is about. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
Time's up, the world is full of strife. Time's up, the sky is falling.
Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, and that's Pride from Time's Up. And we are having a show devoted to Time's Up, the great record from Living Color. Their second album, No Sophomore Slump for them. Prior to that, the Stones with Continental Drift off of Steel Wheels. I guess we're calling Steel Wheels the last time the Rolling Stones tried to do something interesting. And probably their last half-decent album, we'll say. Bad Brains before that with Sailing On from their self-titled record, and it was Living Color's Time's Up from there, from the record of the same name. So what's going on here tonight is obviously what I usually do is play a song, and then other artists are mentioned in the book as having influenced Living Color or having influence, or they are an influence upon somebody else. And so I usually try to work in all the other references or as many as I can in a 2 hours time block. So that's kind of what's going on here tonight. Obviously, Bad Brains came before Living Color, and so they were a huge influence on Living Color. The Stones, now the story goes that they were playing, Living Color was playing CBGB, and Mick Jagger had said to someone, "What is going on? What's cool? What can you tell me about?" And so he was taken. Somebody took him. I think maybe it was Doug Wimbish, who was actually a bass player who went on to actually join Living Color in a, after the Time's Up, when Muzz Skillings left the band. And he took him to see Living Color at CBGB, and he loved them. So Mick Jagger made a connection with Living Color. They went in the studio and made a demo, which turned into Vivid. So that's kind of the brief story there. Of course, it continued when the Stones went on tour to support Steel Wheels. Living Color was the opener. So there's that. Yeah, so that helped a little bit. I'm playing in front of a stadium crowd every other night, like 60,000 people, although obviously no one's there to see Living Color as much as they were there to see the Stones, but still maybe 40,000 people. Pretty good. So that's what's going on there, and so we made that connection. And it turns out that right after that, Mick was making his solo record, Primitive Cool. We'll hear from that later on. Up next, from Blondie, this is Rapture. They're big fans of Blondie. And in the book, it talked about how much they liked her while they were kind of breaking down the song Pride. So we're going to hear Rapture from Blondie right now. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
Thank you. at ground zero. Every movie starring you, and the world will turn to flowing pink vapors too.
Yeah. Now something's different, I don't know the reason why. Whenever we separate, I almost wanna cry. I don't go out at all. My friends are frightened, they don't know what's going on. They think you put a spell on me and now my mind is gone. As they play the wedding march, I'm in a black tuxedo with my collar full of stars. Oh, she looks as lovely as she's ever gonna get. I wake up from this nightmare in a pearl of sweat. And get to you. Ooh.
All right, Living Color. That's off Vivid, their first record with Broken Hearts. Prior to that, Love Rears Its Ugly Head from Time's Up. So I played those back to back because, according to the book that I was reading about Time's Up, it was Vernon Reid who said, lead guitarist and songwriter, that Broken Hearts was part one, or I guess Love Rears Its Ugly Head, part two, following on to Broken Hearts from Vivid. So we needed to play those back to back, absolutely had to. Fishbone prior to that with Party at Ground Zero from their debut EP, and then Blondie's Rapture from Auto American started us off. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford WMFO. And so the show here tonight devoted to Living Color's Time's Up, a great record. And we're kind of picked up another book in the 33 and a Third series devoted to various records. This one is, you know, it's pretty well written. It's not, you know, all of them sort of are, a lot of them don't wow me with their writing, to be honest, but it's fun. And I get to listen to the music while I read about it, so that's something I enjoy doing on the T in the morning. So I don't get upset about the delays in service and the slow trains. So that's what's going on here. It's funny, in this, there's a section in the book that interviews each of the artists, or each of the members of the Living Color, about each track. So we got Corey Glover, of course, Vernon Reid, Will Calhoun on drums, Muzz Skillings on bass, and also the producer Ed Stasium, who produced both this one and Vivid. And then this guy, Greg Drew, who was Corey Glover's vocal coach. Not something you see or hear every day. Not everybody has that. And one of the engineers, whose name escapes me at the moment. I don't know. It's not important. He's just an engineer. But anyway, it was kind of a fun way to go through the tracks. But let's hear more from this time. As promised, here's Mick Jagger's track, Let's Work, from the solo record he had just finished working on. He was about to start working on it when he started working with Living Color. This is Let's Work from Primitive Cool, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, 91.5 Medford. Let's work. Kill politics.
Motherfuckers, doing this much more. It's our problem.